What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is Article of the Week 26, and today we're going to be discussing an article titled "Now the Lancet U-Turns Over COVID Lab Leak Theory and Publishes Alternative View, Calling for a Transparent Debate on the Origins of the Virus." And honestly, I don't really want to talk about COVID too much. I'm over talking about COVID. I don't care about it anymore. We've talked about it for years. So this paper or this podcast, I don't want it to be really about COVID, but it's really about who fact checks the fact checkers. And I think we've all seen it on Facebook. We've all seen it on Instagram where these posts get pulled down or they have little like marks on it that said medical like misinformation. And I pulled this paper because a year ago, if anyone was talking about COVID coming from a lab in China or COVID being man-made, it would have been labeled as misinformation. It would have been taken down. The people who promoted it, whether it's doctors or people like me and Tom, would have been labeled as quacks. But now, a year later, a year and a half later, the narrative's kind of changed. And there is some quite strong evidence out there that COVID did come from a lab. And if you want to go into that, go ahead, just go down the rabbit hole. The info is there. But I saw a post recently on Instagram where a girl that I follow posted something about salt. And basically all she said was that salt is good. That was the gist of her whole post. And said that salt doesn't cause high blood pressure. And me and Tom 100% agree with that. The science out there saying salt causes high blood pressure is very limited. It's not good. And salt doesn't cause high blood pressure. Insulin resistance paired with a high salt diet might, for sure. But salt's not the problem there. The insulin resistance is. But her post got taken down and labeled as medical misinformation. And that just blows my mind. Like, I think the quote-unquote fact checkers out there have, overreached. And it's not really about the truth. It's about what fits the narrative right now. And I think that's a huge problem.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of going back to the article itself, it's like The Lancet made the U-turn. And I don't know if our listeners are really familiar with The Lancet, but like The Lancet, I don't know if it's the largest medical journal, but it is definitely up there. It's one of the largest medical journals. So pretty much what The Lancet says is pretty much what like the entire scientific community says. Like, they have so much sway when it comes to public opinion, or at least the medical community's public opinion. So if The Lancet makes a U-turn on something, that's a very, very big deal. And yeah, if you were talking about COVID being created in a lab, like, you were deemed like a conspiracy theorist, you might as well walk around with a tinfoil hat. But now that The Lancet says it's okay, now it's like, oh, well, maybe we need to do this. And I think the biggest issue is like all this the scientific censorship that's occurred over the last year and a half. It's like, we should not be censoring scientific information. Because like science is all about challenging the norm. That's what the scientific method is. Is you have an hypothesis, you create a test to either prove your hypothesis wrong. That's what you're always doing. So we should always be challenging what we think. Because if you ever prove something, a hypothesis wrong, then that hypothesis is wrong. Like, if it gets proven wrong one time, that's all it takes for the hypothesis to be wrong. Mm-hmm. So if the science is solid, then it can't be proven wrong. So we shouldn't be like
worried about censoring the criticism. Yeah.
Yeah. We shouldn't be censoring all these challenges. We should be accepting them, because that's what science is about, is challenging the norm. Because, hey, if you can prove that challenge wrong, then you're good. If the scientific theory or the scientific hypothesis is like true and solid enough, then it can't be proven wrong and taken down. And that's like the biggest thing. It's like all these people, I mean, some people that have been censored are just spreading straight misinformation. But it shouldn't be that hard to disprove them.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, just a really good point as far as just how science should work. And honestly, how science worked for the last 1,000 years. It was never about reinforcing what everyone already knew. It was about challenging the current set of rules, the current set of beliefs, and then trying progressing science. What it's all about, it's about getting bigger, it's about getting better, it's about getting stronger in every aspect. But that's not what's been allowed recently. Now, if your opinion doesn't fall in line with what the whoever makes the global narrative, if it doesn't fall in that line, they don't want to hear it. And I think, honestly, it's because their narrative is just very weak. And honestly, anyone who's half smart can poke holes in it. So they just want to shut down any sort of criticisms and just push their narrative 100%. But I think it's pretty, not saying COVID was built in the lab, but it looks like it probably was. And now we can actually talk about it because, you know, I think the rules in place, the pandemic is coming to an end, hopefully. And, you know, things are starting to finally change. But the fact that they can take down articles and label it as misinformation when in all actuality it's true is very scary. And I think that most people get their news from Instagram. Most people get their news from Facebook. And the fact that they're only fed one side of the story, whether it's true or not, and anything that goes against that is labeled as misinformation is, I don't know, man, it's just dangerous. It's just a dangerous road.
Yeah, and like this article isn't even saying that it was created in a lab. All it's saying is like it's now okay to have the discussion on whether or not it was created in a lab.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's just like, hey, now it's okay to have those thoughts. Before it was not okay to have those thoughts. And I disagree, and I'm like strongly against like anything that says you're not even allowed to challenge the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been several times in the past where the scientific community has gotten it wrong. Like the first guy that came up with the idea that, hey, maybe doctors should wash their hands when they go from the dissection room or they're working with cadavers to when they're delivering babies. Like obviously messing around with dead people and then go delivering a baby, not a good idea. Everybody that knows germ theory today realizes how stupid and how dangerous that is. But the first doctor who mentioned that got locked away. He was deemed
for being
a crazy,
crazy
person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got deemed a crazy person and it was like, no, that's not a thing. What do you mean there's little germs that we can't see?
Uh-huh.
Like, what are you, some sort of witch? Like, no, yep. Like this isn't the thing.
Exactly.
So it's like, yeah, there's been several times in the past. Like, how long did we think it was okay to smoke cigarettes?
Yep.
Like, how many doctors were smoking cigarettes with their patients in their room? Like, the scientific community has gotten things wrong, like, 1,000 times. Like, we've been wrong about almost everything that we know nowadays. So to say that we can't even challenge these things is a major issue, and we should always be allowed to challenge it.
Yeah, anything that comes out and we can't challenge it, we can't even speak on it, that should be a red flag, like a huge red flag for any critical thinker out there. And that's what it is for me. And we've done a podcast on the vaccine, we've done a podcast on COVID's kind of mechanism of action, and I'm not a crazy COVID conspiracist or whatever you want to call them, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's real. Obviously, if you want to take the vaccine, go ahead. But there are aspects to this whole narrative that you can't talk about, and I just don't think that's right. And I think informed consent is very important, especially with anything we put in our body. So the more information you know, the better. And if you're not even allowed to talk about it, I don't think informed consent is possible. And that's really where you should draw the line.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because I don't think more information is ever a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, if you should have as much information as you possibly can before you make a decision like that. I mean, because we honestly still don't know what the long-term effects of this vaccine are because the vaccine haven't been around for a long term. Mm-hmm. So it's impossible to know the long-term effects of that. So yeah, I feel like everybody should be, hey, there is a large percentage of our population that getting the vaccine is definitely a good idea because they are high risk from having complications from COVID. But there's also a lot of people that aren't high risk. So maybe they should like know a little bit more about some of the complications, some of the side effects before they decide to take it or not. Like that's not all the thing. It's that we're not allowed to have these conversations, and that's an issue. We should always be able to challenge the norm, challenge the authority. Because if the authority doesn't allow to challenge it, then like we're running into a whole bunch of other issues because then we're just being told what to do, and it's no longer really a democracy.
Nope, exactly. But yeah, so that's why I want to talk about this paper. I'll link it on the site if you want to read it. It's pretty short, but it basically just says now we're allowed to talk about it. And I think that's crazy that there's even an article saying this. But it's important to have this conversation and to keep fighting whatever, big government, fighting the man, whoever you want to call it, because misinformation is crazy. And the best thing you can do is stay informed, get informed, and keep learning. Like Tom said, the more information, the better. So don't just go out there and be told what's going on. Go find out for yourself. That's the best, you know, advice I can give you.
Yeah, and I don't think this is like a political issue either, because we've changed administrations, and it was the same with both.
Uh-huh.
Like, whatever party was in charge, it was the same narrative. Like, you're not allowed to challenge the authority on this. So I don't think it's really a political issue. I just think it's pharmaceutical drugs, drug companies have way too much power. And like, they're the ones that are just kind of censoring all this. Mm-hmm. I think like that's what's like the biggest issue is the pharmaceutical drug companies.
Yeah.
Because like, hey, the cure that they have, the vaccine, benefits them a lot. So they don't want there to be any other option. They want that to be the thing. They want that to be the sole cure.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest issue.
Oh, yeah. You can't talk about vitamin D. You can't talk about zinc. You can't talk about getting sun, being healthy. You can't talk about that, but you can talk about the vaccine. And I think, I mean, this is a whole nother podcast, but the fact that they can mandate the vaccine for a large proportion of our society nowadays, you know, there are mandates across the world as well. Yet the pharmaceutical industries are completely protected against any adverse events from the vaccine. That should be a red flag as well. I think that's crazy to me that they can say, oh, y'all have to take this, but if anything happens, it's on you. That's crazy to me.
Another big thing with that is that it's a life-saving vaccine, but they won't share like the formula with other companies with like, you know, worldwide. Cause like, you know, Africa, like that whole continent, they don't have enough vaccines. There's like certain parts of Asia that don't have enough, just kind of like the developing world. They don't have enough vaccines. So like, maybe like these companies should be saving, like sharing their recipe, sharing the formula, but they don't want to do that because they're making money off of this. They see it as a money-making opportunity, not a life-saving opportunity.
Oh, yeah. That's the name of the game, and it's so sad, but that's the world we live in. But so that's another podcast in the books. Hope you guys liked it. I'll link the article on the website, so tntwellnessandnutrition.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.